I'm David Delegator. Most of us have hobbies of one kind or another, and we're always trying to hone our skills or add to the base of knowledge on our obsession. When I Googled the term instruction manual, the first couple of pages turned up citations for cleaning digital cameras, ballroom dancing, an encyclopedic book on Legos, and an early work entitled Instruction Manual by the American poet John Ashbery, about a man whose job was to write a guide for the uses of a new form of metal. He chooses instead to stare out a window and dream of Guadalajara. And, of course, there was a manual on how to write a manual. My favorite instruction manual is the opening section of the book Chronopios and Phamas, a collection of whimsical, satirical allegories on the human condition by the Argentinian writer Julio Cortazar. It's a work the revolutionary Che Guevara is said to have read nightly while being run to ground in the forested mountains of Bolivia. Cortazar gives us instructions on such topics as how to cry, how to be afraid, how to understand three famous paintings, how to wind a watch, how to dissect a ground owl, and how to climb a staircase. It's essential stuff for conducting one's life. Instruction manuals can bring great joy or be frustratingly intimidating. We usually seek them out because they portend an activity that's going to be fun. For instance, I can sit down for hours reading cookbooks. I know I'm going to learn something, say, about the food of Malaysia or how to make the perfect sacher tort, and I'm going to really enjoy practicing and eating what I've learned. And as a fly fisherman, I'm a sucker for any fly tying manual that's going to help me nail a sea run cutthroat, a steelhead, or tarpon. On the other hand, I'd never dare attempt to read an instruction manual on auto repair or basic plumbing, how to play the bassoon or rock climbing. That's just not going to happen for me. Sometimes, however, you stumble upon something that never crossed your mind, something you had no idea could actually give you pleasure, like an instruction manual on how to fold a napkin. Denise Vivaldo is a seasoned food professional, founder of Food Fanatics, a recipe development, food styling, and catering firm. She's catered the Academy Awards Governor's Ball, so it's not surprising that as a party planner, she's written a book called Top 100 Step-by-Step Napkin Folds. Now, I know this sounds somewhat frivolous, perhaps even silly, because napkins are like beautifully wrapped Christmas presents. You stare at the pattern of the paper, the precision of the tight fold, the elegance of the hand-tied ribbon, the studied aesthetic of the whole package. Then you rip it all to shreds in getting down to the prize of what's in the box. Same with a napkin. It's not a permanent installation. It's a tool performing specific utilitarian purposes. So, the napkin, in the form of a parrot or two-headed fish, is soon disassembled and plopped on the lap. The aloha shirt or hummingbird, the luna moth or cabbage rose, the fleur-de-lis or whale's tail is quickly deconstructed into a linen quadrilateral. Cinderella's coach, a pumpkin again. But before all of that, for that one brief moment, the dinner guest takes a seat, and to his surprise and childlike joy, he spots the burrow sitting on his plate or the tulip beside his champagne flute. Like a handwritten thank you note, napkin folds may be less common than they once were, but they're always noticed and appreciated. The folder of napkins has opened the meal with grace. This book is a beautiful, well-thought-out work. The 100 napkin folds are divided into beginning, intermediate, and advanced folds, and the more than 1,000 color photographs and accompanying text illustrate and explain the art of napkin folding so simply and precisely that even a craft-averse person like me could enjoy the practice of what one might call origami from cloth. Furthermore, there are discussions on how to choose the right napkin for your fold in terms of fabric, color, embellishment, and size. All aesthetic considerations are covered, and the hardback, concealed wire o-ring construction of the book makes it superbly easy to open and lay flat as you try your hand at a sailboat or a pinwheel, a bird's nest, or a bunny. Denise Vivaldo's Top 100 Step-by-Step Napkin Folds would make a great gift for those incipient Martha Stewarts among us, or for people who are, I don't know, just guys who like instruction manuals. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.